Saudi Arabia is trying to counter criticism that it is not doing enough to dry up funding for terrorism. The kingdom put out a report today detailing the steps it's taking to crack down on charitable organizations that may be used to funnel money to terrorists. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The man leading the new public relations push is Adel Al-Jubeir, the foreign policy adviser to the Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. At a packed news conference in Washington today, Al-Jubeir portrayed Saudi Arabia as a longtime victim of terrorism and a victim of what he calls severe and outrageous criticism in the U.S. that borders on hate.
The atmosphere in the United States, unfortunately, is it's a feeding frenzy. It's let's bash the Saudis time. We are guilty before we say anything. We are guilty as charged. Nobody looks at the evidence.
Al-Jubeir acknowledges that some of the billions of dollars that Saudis give as charitable donations may have ended up in terrorist hands, but he says the Saudis found no direct link. As he puts it, it's hard to prove the negative. The report Al-Jubeir presented today says officials have frozen 33 bank accounts belonging to three individuals, including an associate of Osama bin Laden's. The Saudis have also questioned some 2,000 terror suspects and broken up al-Qaeda cells in Saudi Arabia. They've shut down Somalia and Bosnia branches of a Saudi-based charity. And Al-Jubeir says the kingdom has established a committee to oversee and audit charities.
One of the issues that we didn't have in Saudi Arabia is we don't pay taxes. So as a consequence, we don't file returns. And so when you don't file returns in your organization, you don't do audits. So it wasn't that there was laxness in the system. It was just that we didn't have a mechanism that requires nonprofit organizations to perform audits. Now we do.
A recent report by the think tank Council on Foreign Relations says that individuals and charities based in Saudi Arabia have been the most important source of funds for al-Qaeda, and that Saudi officials had been turning a blind eye to this. One of that report's authors, Jonathan Weiner, says by acknowledging the problem, the Saudis are moving in the right direction. But Weiner, a former Clinton administration official, finds fault with both the Saudi and the U.S. approach.
Both countries, the United States and Saudi Arabia, need to level with the public about the realities of terrorist finance, who's been providing it, how it's moved, and what's being done about it. This is not something that can be done in secret anymore. You can't just have cozy relationships anymore doing it all privately.
Reports surfaced last week that the U.S. is investigating whether charitable gifts from the wife of the Saudi ambassador in Washington might have indirectly benefited 9/11 hijackers. Several members of Congress seized on those reports to publicly criticize the Saudis for being too lax. The Bush administration has been more cautious. State Department spokesman Philip Reeker says the administration is encouraged by the steps the Saudis have been taking.
We have real challenges ahead of us, and I think the Saudis made that very clear today as well. Nobody is underplaying the challenges we face on the financial side and any other aspects in the war on terrorism, but working together with Saudi Arabia and so many other countries within the Gulf region and all around the world is going to be the key to rooting out and ultimately eliminating terrorism.
The Bush administration is treading lightly, partly because Saudi Arabia is a key oil supplier, partly because it would like to see Saudi cooperation should there be a war in Iraq. The Crown Prince's foreign policy adviser, Al-Jubeir, said today that Saudi Arabia has not yet decided whether the U.S. will be allowed to use its military bases to attack Iraq. Rather, he says, he hopes and prays Saddam Hussein will comply with United Nations weapons inspectors and spare the region a potential catastrophe. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.